Saudi Arabia escalated its air strikes on Yemen just hours after a call was made by the U.S. Secretary of State for the cessation of hostilities. Political analysts say the latest escalation, the west coast of Hodeidah, reveals that the real aim of Washington is to help Saudis take control of the port city within a 38-day deadline.
Every time we hear a call for peace by Washington or Riyadh, we witness unprecedented escalation on the ground. It seems that Washington is giving Riyadh a 30-day deadline to take control of the port city, which it has failed to capture for over 4 months now.
The United Arab Emirates has recruited over 9,000 more mercenaries who are expected to continue the Saudi and UAE offensive on the port city of Hodeidah. This latest escalation comes after Ansar Allah fighters inflicted heavy losses on the Saudi-backed militants and pushed them away from 16 flashpoint areas. Such escalation will have its negative impacts on the civilians who are trying to stay alive inside their city.
The war on the city has got closer to its outskirts. It has greatly affected our work and income. But we do not have any other option but to stay. We cannot abandon our city. We might take up arms to protect it.
For the crippled Fatima, the story is different. She is forced to stay near the renal dialysis center as she has been left without money, alone with her mother.
Even if the fighting gets closer, I cannot go anywhere as I don't have transportation money. I can hardly afford the cost of dialysis. The treatment even no longer helps due to the shortage of medical supplies needed for renal dialysis.
The fate of thousands of people, like Fatima, who have decided to stay in the city, remains uncertain. Civilians in Yemen continue to bear the brunt of nearly 4 years of Saudi devastating war. Many here now hope the international community can do something and pressure the U.S. to stand by its words and help end the suffering of Yemenis. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.